Imagine, for a minute, a new breed of parasite. They spread rapidly and cause hundreds of dollars of damage in the blink of an eye.
It's just ridiculously big and super scary.
They're real, and for some New Yorkers, they're much worse than bedbugs or roaches.
You ever seen that movie, The Gate, where that hole opens up in the earth and that demon comes out?
Ah! I mean, you guys were serious about that demon stuff?
That's what potholes like that remind me of.
That's right. They're potholes. Thanks to the record snow this winter, they're destroying cars all over the city. The damage is so bad that the city's Department of Transportation fills a few thousand potholes a day just to keep up. The repair teams racked up more than 100,000 fixes during the first 7 weeks of the year. That's 62% more than last year. DOT even launched a Tumblr account to show off its handiwork. The site's called The Daily Pothole. And the site helps the city talk about its efforts, but are the streets really getting smoother? Not in Tribeca, anyway. On a recent Friday night, a chasm loomed in the crosswalk at the corner of 6th Avenue and Walker Street.
It looks like an endless void.
You can fit a little baby inside.
This specimen was bigger than the manhole cover next to it and about 2 feet deep. It had swallowed 6 cigarette butts and a plastic bottle of diet tonic water. Some bar hoppers told me they'd really rather not drive with potholes like that one around. But some of us don't have a choice.
My name's Wayne. Cab driver for Staten Island.
I hailed Wayne near the Staten Island ferry terminal. He's been driving a cab for about 6 years. Wayne's trained to watch the cars in front of him and not the surface of the road, so the potholes still surprise him, even when he hits the same one twice.
The fact that you gotta be in a little mini earthquake, a rolling earthquake. That's unnecessary. Half these potholes, I'm going to show you one now. If you're not expecting it, you would have a heart attack. You can boom, boom, like that.
Yep.
Unnecessary.
It didn't take long to find some trouble spots. We turned onto Castleton Avenue, not too far from the ferry terminal.
Here. Why do we have this?
Oh, my God.
Look, what? I don't see. Look at this. Look, look, look. Here. Look. Dip, this is like craters on the moon. Is that normal?
Not to me.
But we're talking a main street. This car's going over it every 10 seconds of the day.
Wayne said even on the busiest roads, those craters are a pretty common sight.
Staten Island and potholes is terrible. Again, I cannot say for the other 4 boroughs, but if it's like Staten Island, then the boroughs are in bad shape.
Unfortunately, he was right. The other 4 boroughs are in bad shape.
Well, my name is Papo Chinea, and I've been in this business about 20 years.
Papo repairs rims at his shop in Queens Village, Queens. The roads in his neighborhood are just as rocky as they are on Staten Island, and he sees a lot of repeat customers. But he says some drivers can't blame their tire troubles only on the weather.
They keep complaining, why my wheels are cracking? Well, they're telling you because you're riding on so much rim and no tires. That's why some of the cars look like a choo-choo train when you're riding on the road. If you think about the 80s and 90s when the car had 15-inch wheels and 16-inch wheels, you had a small rim, but you had a big cushion of tire. Nowadays, it's different.
His toughest repair came from an SUV. He picked it out of a pile of broken rims, and sure enough, the wheel was a lot bigger than 15 inches.
This is a 19-inch wheel with a damage or a crack from, I guess, what? How many inches is this?
About 24, or 2 feet to be exact. The driver had swerved to avoid an accident on the BQE and hit a huge pothole instead. It was bad news for his wheel, but good news for a mechanic like Papo. After all, this spring, business is already up 80%.
I'm sorry about your wheels, but I love potholes. That's what keeps me in business.
For Pavement Pieces, I'm Nick DeSantis.